out of my mind. But I'm more determined to walk the narrow way. I've got more to go heaven for than I had yesterday.
There's a golden streak to walk upon, a bell I'm gonna ring. A brand new angel in the choir, I wanna hear her sing.
There'll be a lot of friends waiting
when I walk through the gate. I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday.
Take my loved ones home, stay. I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday.
There's a golden street to walk upon, a bell I'm gonna ring. A brand new angel in the choir, I wanna hear her sing.
There'll be a lot of friends waiting
when I walk through the gate. I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. Walk upon a bell I'm gonna ring. A brand new angel in the choir, I wanna hear her sing.
There'll be a lot of friends waiting
when I walk through the gate. I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday.
Yes, I've got more to go to heaven for
than I had yesterday.
Amen. Good Sunday morning to you. We hope you're enjoying the program already. Appreciate that first song. And we're going to play a couple songs by that group. That's A Closer Walk. They were with us during our revival. And we appreciate them. They sung for us on Tuesday night, I believe it was. And play a couple songs that they did for us on that night. And what a blessing. And we hope it'll be an encouragement and a blessing to you this morning. Amen. We are still rejoicing about what the Lord did for us in our revival meeting, and I pray that the spirit of revival just continue in our church, and we want to share it and be a blessing to others also this morning. We thank the Lord for all those that came and sang, and that was a blessing, and we appreciate the Word of God most of all that stirred our heart. We had our cousin, Alan Lindsay, preach for us, and we're going to share a part of the message that he preached on the last night of revival. It was on Thursday night, and we hope that'll be a blessing to you. And all the messages were good, and we thank God for God to stir in our heart. And many times we may say that, and I've said this before we started the meeting, it's not always, might not be everything that we want to hear, but it's I pray it's always what we need to hear, that we'll be sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God, and God will give us what we need that'll help us grow in the Lord. And if we'll do that, man, that'll be a blessing, and we'll be a help, of course, spiritually to us, and then we'll be a blessing and a help to others. And I pray that God is doing that in your life as well as in our church. And thank God for what God's doing. We are excited about what the Lord's been doing, and the revival meeting was a tremendous blessing, and we're still rejoicing in that, and we pray the spirit of revival just continue. And we appreciate you listening to the program, and we hope that it's a blessing and encouragement to us. So we remind you from time to time to write to us or email us. We'd love to hear from you. You can write to Gospel Way Baptist Church, 3904 Tryon Courthouse Road, Cherryville, North Carolina, and that is our physical address. And we'd love to hear from you, or you can email us if you have access to a computer. You can email us at gospelway@bww.com, and we would just love to hear from you at any time. And you do that if the program's a blessing to you, and we appreciate the encouragement as we talk to folks, and they say they're enjoying listening to the program. And like I said, we're going to go to a message that Our cousin preached, Alan Lindsay. He's a pastor of Faith Chapel Baptist Church up in Kayser. And we just thank God for him and what the Lord's doing to his church. And they, several folks from their church was down with us, and we appreciate them. And but we're going to play a message he preached on Thursday night. And he talked about, yes, we can still touch the Lord, and we need to reach the Lord, and we need for him to touch us and change us in our lives. And I pray if you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, you'd come to know him even today. You'd trust the Lord. We are excited when we hear about folks getting saved out on visitation and folks getting saved in our church services, and that's a joy and a blessing. And if the Lord's touched your heart and you got saved as a result of the program, you let us know. We want to be praying with you and for you. God will help you and bless you. But we'll go to the next song, another song by the group Closer Walk, and then we're going to go to the message, and we hope the program's a blessing to your heart today.
I am going to a city where the roses never
we've got two cases. We've got two cases for the great physician tonight. We've got one man. One man's come to the Lord and said he's got a daughter. You can find later in this chapter in verse number 42 where his daughter is 12 years of age. You can find here where this lady that had the issue of blood crawled unto the Lord, went behind in the press, and got to the Lord, and you find out that 12 years had been too long. We've got two cases. One of them, 12 years, had not been long enough, and the other one, 12 years, had been way too long. There's a lot of theories about this scripture about what may have been the case, about what may have happened here, but I just want to read it and try to preach it out of the context of this scripture tonight, or in the context of the scripture, I guess I should say. We've got these two cases here, and both of them are called daughters. They're both called daughters, verse 23, and then there in verse number 34, we can see where both of them have been called daughters. One of them's Jairus' daughter, but then the Lord calls another one His daughter. Amen. He said, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." Now both are daughters. They're both female. They're both ladies. But they're both doomed. They're both doomed. We see that death, we see that corruption, we see that disease is no respecter of persons tonight. I've heard a lot lately, and our hearts bleed, and our church tried to send a little help down there to Brother Rocky Shelton's granddaughter, little Carrie Hefner. She's got cancer. Boy, she's not in a good way. Got a report tonight that she had actually got a little bit better, though. I say hallelujah to the Lord for that tonight. But I thought about this. Death, corruption, disease, it don't care how old you are. It don't care how much money you have. But if the money runs out at the hospital, the money runs out this side of Jordan, when you get in bad shape, you can pay all you want, and it don't care. It's not going to do anything on your behalf except make you worse. It doesn't care. It's no respecter of persons. We see that they both are doomed. One of them had spent all that she had, and the other one had stopped all that she was doing. One, the lady with the issue of blood, the Bible said she had went to many physicians, and she had spent all she had and was none better, but rather grew worse. So not only was she not better, but she was going farther and farther in the hole every day she woke up. One of them had spent all she had, but then Jairus' daughter had stopped all that she was doing. Her heart no longer was beating. Her kidneys were no longer functioning. Her body had shut down. She was at the point of death, and finally we find out that she did die. But the Lord, in grace and mercy, was passing through that particular day on that side of the sea. And when He came through, we find out business was about to pick up. Old Jairus, he was in turmoil. This was his daughter. If it was your daughter, you'd be the same way, amen. Any person that loves their youngin', but if they're going to be that way when they find out that their youngin' is at the point of death. Hey, but that day, Jairus, maybe she had told for a while. Maybe they had tried to get her a bunch of help. Maybe it was something that had taunted this little girl ever since she was born. Maybe it was something that had happened a time ago, and now she's corrupted. The disease has finally caught up with her, and she's dead. She's gone. Ain't that just like us? We wait till we've been stripped everything we got. We wait till the only option we've got's prayer. We wait till we find out that the doctors can't do anything for us, and we send out a prayer request. We get online and start asking everybody to pray for us. Hey, but I'm glad, even in our unworthiness, even though a lot of times the Lord is the last place we turn, I sure am glad tonight that God still loves us enough to come by
by and do business with. I thought about this. There was a time in my life I was preaching already, but both of my boys, neither one of them were real old. They were both, I mean, just little. And we had put them in bed and they'd be sick, it seemed like, just about every night. Hey, but one night I finally decided that I was going for God. Hey, and that night me and my wife got down and prayed for the Lord to do something. That next morning, my boys, well, I didn't go touch them and give them a divine healing. Don't start thinking like that. Hey, I'm talking about I went to the Lord about it. That next morning they woke up playing and messing around, having a good time, woke us up, pastored us. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying when I got down to having nothing, I called on the Lord. And sometime while my old weary head was laying on its pillar, the God of all glory stepped down off His throne, walked through my bedroom, right into the living room, right through my son's bedroom, and touched them and healed them from those infirmities that they had. Hallelujah. I thank God for that tonight. Both of these were doomed, aside from a man named Jesus. We could stop there and shout the town square and back, couldn't we? Aside from a man named Jesus, they were both done, both ready to go ashore, both ready to just to be out of it and be put in a graveyard. They were both doomed. I want you to notice this. By introduction, they were both delivered. They were both daughters. Then we find out they were doomed, but they were both delivered. Verse 34, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Verse 41, and he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Now, had I been the one the story was wrote about, it would have to end right there. I could have went in and said, young lady, arise. But there could have been no verse 42 wrote if I'd have been the one that it was talking about. But this man, by the name of Jesus, walks in, and when he said, arise, oh, old Mark here, he seen fit to write another verse behind it. In verse 42, and straightway the damsel arose and walked. I say hallelujah tonight that God still loves us enough, I mean, to pick us up out of our messes and turn us around. Amen. Amen. He can do that. Hey, let me say this. You read that scripture on both sides of it. I'm just glad for this. I'm glad that in between saving one man over there on the hills in a graveyard, I'm glad in between there and going to Jay Harris's daughter, he wasn't too busy just to swing his coattail out in front of another lady and save her on the way. I don't know where God was the day on that night before I got saved. I'm not sure who he saved, who he healed next. But I do know this. Back in 1991, there about 8:30 something tonight, one night, up on Pleasant Grove, a Baptist church, back up on old 18. I don't know where he'd been, don't know where he's going, but I know one thing. I know when I walked out of the place, I sure could see. I was blind. I'm like that blind man. He said, who healed you? He said this. I don't know who he was, but I do know one thing. I was blind, and now I can see. I say glory to God tonight. I'm glad in between miracles, he's got time for a fallen man. Amen. I'm glad for that. Boy, if he didn't have time in between miracles, I'd have been in a mess. Now, I heard, it's been quite a few months ago, I heard, and I'm thinking, if I'm lining the voice up right, I'm thinking it was Joe Arthur or Larry Brown, preachers, you know. And I turned Seb Mady over there on, Seb Mady on the AM over there at the house. I turned it on and caught the tail end of a camp meeting there. And whichever one of them two it was given an invitation. And he referred back, He referred back to this account in the book of Matthew of the lady being healed of the issue of blood. He referred back to it and he said this. He said he looked out over the crowd from the way I was listening. He sounded like he stopped and looked out and said, "You can too touch the Lord." And with that thought in mind tonight, I just want to give us three things. We'll go to the house. We'll go to the fellowship hall one. With that thought in mind, I want to preach on this. Yes, you may touch the Lord Jesus. Yes, you may touch the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. There's a lot of people with wasted lives, gone down the drain, gone down the tubes. I mean, they're sitting there tonight, bruises up and down their arms where the dope needles has been, liquor on their breath. I'm talking about they're down to nothing tonight, and they don't know that they can touch. I mean, if they hear a message like this, there may be somebody here. You hear us praising the Lord. You see us preacher acting like I do. You say, "What's wrong with him? I just touched the Lord, the hem of his garment." You may, there's a lot of people in this world, and maybe somebody in here tonight saying, "But he could never do that for me." Can I say something to you tonight? Yes, sir, you may touch the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to walk out in a lost condition. You can be saved by his grace. Amen. But there's one thing about it. She couldn't do it while he is on the other shore. You better do it while he's here tonight. Listen to me and we'll be done. I'll say first off tonight, we notice her dilemma. She was in a dilemma. Boy, she was in a pickle. She was in a bad way here. What's your dilemma tonight? Where do you stand tonight? What's your problem tonight? Are you in something that you think there's no way out? You think that there's no hope for you? It might be some young girl, some young boy done give away their purity, has done begin to live a life that looks like it's circling the drain. I mean, it looks like they're on a dead end path. Hey, it may be tonight that you get your opportunity to touch the Lord Jesus Christ. This woman had a dilemma. What was it? Her dilemma. Hey, the doctor's in tonight. You can touch him. Her dilemma, three things. She had a deteriorating health condition. Her health was deteriorating. The Bible says 100 times over, it seems like, that the life is in the what? Life's in the blood. You can pull that blood out. They're putting monkey hearts in people now. And they might get away with that for a while, but they'll never figure out nothing else for blood. The light, because there ain't nobody else can. They can do a lot of artificial business, but there ain't nobody else can give life. There's one in glory that breathed the breath of life into mankind's nostrils back yonder in the garden. I want to say today that the life is still in the blood. Honey, if the life ain't in the blood, I'm still bound for hell tonight. But I'm glad that the life is in the blood and the precious, perfect, spotless blood of the Lamb of God was shed for me that I wouldn't have to die with this. Hey, this old blood was sending me to hell, but I'm glad that His blood is compatible. He ain't never. Hey, you put my blood in your veins, and if it's not what you got, it could actually kill you. It'll look the same in a vat. It'll look the same. I mean, it's same color, same shade. But buddy, if it ain't what you got, it could kill you. But He's never give a blood transfusion that lost a single one. There's never been a harlot. There's never been a drunk. There's never been a dope addict. Had He ever give that blood transfusion to and then lost them? His blood is compatible tonight. It's compatible. I'll say she had a deteriorating health problem. She had the worst problem. This is the worst problem. A problem with blood. A problem with blood. What's one thing you're concerned about before any operation you have? I had my tonsils took out right after I started pastoring. I blew them things out just about. I had to have them took out before I put them in somebody's lap over there at the church one night. Boy, I shot them good, but I went and had my tonsils took out. And you know what one of the main things they were concerned about? It's concerned about my blood. It's concerned about how thin it was, how thick it was, what kind of chance I stood of clotting. It was concerned about what type it was in case something went wrong. And they had to start giving blood. They had to have all that on hand. So you know what? When you've got a blood problem, that tells me you've got a pretty bad problem. Amen. Hey, now she had a bad problem. But I'm glad about how many's in the human body. Is it 11 pints or 11 quarts? Somebody, I believe it's 11 pints, ain't it? You know, I'm glad that 11, I'm glad it saved the whole world. I'm glad that it was enough to save every sinner. Hey, my blood wouldn't save a one. You could paint the town of Cherville red with my blood and everybody'd still die and go to hell. But there's one that died 2,000 years ago. His blood never lost its power. Hey, but it can save anybody that'll find out and know that they're a sinner. Amen. Hey, man, she had a bad problem, the worst of problems. She had deteriorating health. Not only that, but I'll say that the doctors had hustled her. And I'm trying to move quick. The doctors had hustled her. There were 4 frequented cures for this problem. When a woman was going through this problem, and this lady for 12 years had been run down and beat down because of this problem. And there was 4 cures that they frequently used. One of them was a drink of mixture of herbs. One of them had mixed it up and drank it, just like some of the medicines and things that me and you drink today when something goes wrong. One of them was a sudden scare. They lined somebody up, and when she come around the corner, they'd jump out and suddenly scare. They'd drop them, tied up, drop them off of something and give them a sudden fright. And things sometimes would reset in their body. Things would all of a sudden begin to rush so hard that it would finally, those blood cells would begin to protect the openness of wherever the blood was coming from when they had that internal bleeding. Not only that, but they had a burning of new grapevines, not old ones, new ones, fresh ones from that year. They had burned those vines. And then finally, the final most frequent one they had was they had certain ditches. It was believed if they said over them ditches, it had healing powers. And if they did that, it would be healed. I want to tell you this tonight, that drinking, we've got a lot of people that's trying to drink their problem.
You've been listening to the Gospel Way broadcast heard here on WCSL. We can see that our time has come and gone again this week, but we appreciate those of you who've gotten up this early hour to tune in to the Gospel Way broadcast. May God bless you from doing that. We would like to extend a cordial invitation to you and your family to join us for worship at the Gospel Way Baptist Church. We're located on Highway 274 South. As you leave the city of Cherville, right at the city limit sign. Our church will be on the left-hand side of the road. Our Bible school starts each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, teaching out of the King James Version of the Bible. Around 11 o'clock, our choir begins to sing, and then after that, an old-fashioned message is brought from God's Word by our pastor, Reverend Keith Lindsay. Our Sunday night service starts at 6 p.m., old-time singing and preaching, and then back again on Wednesday night for the midweek prayer service. We hope that you'd come and join us for one of these given services, and what a blessing it would be for us to see you. So until next week, at the same time, on the same station, preaching the same gospel, this is Pete Kraft of the Gospel Way Baptist Church, giving you the advice to keep looking up as a Christian, because Jesus may come today. May God bless you, is our prayer.